A new study from the University of California, Davis shows the current drought is the third most severe on record, and it's responsible for the greatest water loss ever seen in California agriculture. The lead author of the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences study, Richard Howitt, explains some of the impacts.
We're losing about 810 million direct farm gate value. We are spending another $500 million on extra pumping, and our livestock sector is losing 200 million through increased prices of feeds. Overall, we lose about 2.2 billion worth of revenues. But what really hurts is we're also losing 17,000 jobs. These are seasonal, mostly seasonal jobs, but they're seasonal and full-time. And they are from a sector of the population who have the least ability to roll with the punches. You in Washington and elsewhere will all get your fruits, nuts, raisins, vegetables, and wine. But there are pockets of extreme deprivation where they're out of water and out of jobs.
Center Director Jay Lund says the current drought situation is a good indicator of what the future may hold.
If you're in a critically dry year this year, then the chances that next year will be critically dry in the Sacramento Valley, which is where most of the water comes from, is 29%. The chances that it'll be merely dry is 35%. So there's a very good chance that next year will be dry or critically dry, given that this year is dry. It basically doubles the chance that next year will be a drought if you're in a deep drought this year.
California Department of Food and Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross says it's important for them to take action now to avoid further problems down the road.
There's no single action that we can take to better survive drought in the future. It does take a portfolio approach. It requires that Californians develop an ethic of conservation, that we improve our water use efficiency on our farms as well as on our urban landscapes, that we embrace recycling of water, that we're capturing stormwater, that we are investing in storage, whether it's above ground or below ground. And yes, it is time for more effective groundwater management. And that is a focus right now of extensive dialogue in our state capitol.
Ross says two bills have been introduced this year in the state legislature to deal with the groundwater issue that will be addressed in the coming month. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.